Vous écoutez Radio Aramigo.
Restez sur Arengo, vous allez suivre en direct l'émission Musique en Liberté avec Patrick.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous, nous voici réunis à nouveau pour ce quatrième rendez-vous de Musique en Liberté, toujours en compagnie d'Armel à la technique, mais pas que, puisque Armel ne manquera pas d'intervenir au cours de cette émission à chaque fois qu'elle le jugera utile. Bonjour Armel.
Bonjour Patrick.
Aujourd'hui, je l'avais laissé entrevoir à la fin d'une précédente émission consacrée à Duke Ellington, je vais essayer de vous faire partager un véritable coup de cœur que j'ai eu il y a une bonne dizaine d'années pour une chanteuse que je trouve exceptionnelle et je vais tenter de vous expliquer pourquoi à travers 17 chansons choisies pour justifier mes propos. Cette chanteuse s'appelle Lauren Feather, pratiquement inconnue en France et je pense en Europe. Lauren Feather est née en 1948 à Manhattan. Ses parents sont tous deux musiciens. Son père, Leonard Feather, était un compositeur jazzman très apprécié professionnellement aux États-Unis et sa mère, Jane, une ancienne chanteuse de big band. Prénommée à sa naissance Billie Jane Lee Lorraine, Billie, car sa marraine n'était autre que Billie Holiday, Jane, pour reprendre le prénom de sa mère, Lee, pour une ancienne colocataire de sa mère, Peggy Lee, et Lorraine, pour le célèbre standard américain Sweet Lorraine, c'est dire que les dieux de la musique se sont penchés très très tôt sur son berceau. Le premier enregistrement de Lauren Feather remonte à 1978, introduite par Joanne Gower, pianiste de jazz et compositrice, qui accompagne à la tête de son trio la jeune chanteuse sur 3 titres, au milieu de 9 autres compositions originales. C'est l'année suivante, en 1979, que Lauren Feather enregistre sous son nom véritable le premier album intitulé « Sweet Lauren ». Ce n'est pas très original, mais ça parle de soi. Suivront ensuite 12 autres albums. Le dernier a été enregistré en 2018 et malgré ses 70 ans, eh bien, sa voix y est toujours aussi pure et claire. J'ai choisi pour commencer le premier titre qui m'a permis de la découvrir, par hasard, à l'écoute d'une radio américaine. Issue de son album Language, sorti en 2008, on écoute Traffic and Weather.
So there's a bit of a situation on the Golden Gate. Steer clear the number two lane. If it's not too late, got carpet unspooling. For a mile, no fooling. Now if you're traveling from Sonoma, that's a nasty route. You're seething with irritation from the harsh commute. That's our copter above you. Hi, God, there's so many of you. Your life's in your paws as you creep along the causeway. If your attention meanders out to sea, try not to gawk at the tussle on the walkway. Mind how you swerve while avoiding the debris. We got traffic and weather, traffic and weather, like Barnum and Bailey. They're always together. Some heavy precipitation in the northern bay. Might not want to plan a picnic, it'll be headed your way. Brackish clouds moving inland. Soon you'll think you're in Finland. Still recovering from the outages in Walnut Creek. We might have told you different, but it'll rain all week. Falls once again, is the winter never ending? Soaked to the gills, which we really ought to grow. Creeks overfill, there's a heady scent of mildew in the canyons of San Mateo. We got traffic and weather, traffic and weather, like Brand and McNally. They're always together. Out on Highway 1,
watch out for Caltrans. Devil's slide, devil's slide. It's fragile and slippery and not very wide. Three little words. Three little words. If you're traveling north on I-5, I can only say three little words. Stalled big, big. Move it! We've got rapport and some little twister over Watsonville. There's hail the size of ponies out in Pleasant Hill. Hey, okay. Traffic and weather, like cease and desist. You know, they were made for each other. Traffic and weather, like movies and popcorn, like Flotsam and Jetsam, like models and makeup, like itchy and scratchy, like breaking and entering, like protons and neutrons, like drummers and singers. They're always together.
Je dois vous préciser que c'est Lauren Fieser qui écrit pratiquement tous les textes de ses chansons. Et ce que je trouve remarquable chez elle, outre sa très belle voix et son sens inné de la musique, c'est que chaque titre raconte une véritable histoire. Et même si l'on ne possède pas une parfaite maîtrise de l'anglais, c'est mon cas, sa diction parfaite nous permet d'imaginer avec précision ce qu'elle est en train de nous raconter. Autre exemple, issu toujours du même album, on écoute « We appreciate your patience ».
She said, thanks for calling, this is a recording, but don't be nervous. Our goal is to provide you with excellent service. Please forgive us, no one would intentionally overstrain you. Some music from the 80s will entertain you. We appreciate your patience, and we promise you a customer care representative will be with you shortly. We appreciate your patience. We now have a functioning website. Maybe you're still not aware. Most customers choose to do absolutely everything there. I suppose I'm implying that this phone call, in fact, is what we now consider to be an outmoded method of contact. But we appreciate your patience. No, I'm serious. Soon a cheerful and calm individual will be here to assist you. We appreciate your patience. How poignant it seems when you know what you know. You'll live in our dreams when you go. Guess we both agree that it's never easy deciding how to tell you I felt a bit queasy. Please forgive me, say I didn't emotionally maul or maim you. You've grown so much, you almost are not the same you.
And I appreciate your patience, 'cause I'm not another coldly uncaring Lothario like the rest of your boyfriends. I appreciate your patience. How poignant it seems, when I know what you know, you'll live in my dreams when I go.
Toujours issu du même album, Language, de 2008, Where are my keys? Où sont mes clés? Une vraie question que nombre d'entre nous se sont déjà posées.
They're not up on the dresser, I've looked and they're not underneath the bed or in the laundry. Pardon me while I go out of my head. They're not in any pocket. Thank God I didn't lock them in the car, but I'm so late now. And I'd appreciate your help if you might have any clue to where they are. Where are my keys? Where are my keys? I'd give anything if I could find mine. They're not out in the garden or hidden in a pile of magazines or in the dish rack. Must be something else, they'd be in between. Be in between. They're not up on the key hook where you have told me time and time again I ought to put them when I walk in the door. Oh, just get off it. I suppose you never lose anything yourself. Where are my... If I could find mine. Listen, would you tell her I won't be there right on time? Sorry, I'm afraid that I won't be there right on time. Listen, could we possibly make it another day? Sorry, would you tell her I'm usually not this way? Wait a minute. Okay, I thought I had them in my coat last night. Oh, were you driving? That's right, you were. Gotta figure out what I did. Get a picture in my head of how I flung them away. Boy, this has screwed up my day. I know. I'll use the extra set I made. Where did I? Where are my stupid keys? I'll go through the house just one more time. Up on the dresser, I've looked and they're not underneath the bed or in the laundry. Pardon me while I go out of my head. While I go out of my head. They're not in any pocket. Thank God I didn't lock them in the car, but I'm so late now. And I'd appreciate your help if you might have any clue to where they are. Where are my keys? Come on, come on, come on. Anything if I could find my keys. I'm asking anyone to help me, please. Find my keys. Mm-hmm.
Dernier extrait de cet album, un titre évocateur, Very Unbecoming, que l'on peut traduire par « très inconvenant ».
And I was explaining to you how I had this fear that in 30 years I'd be frail, destitute and alone, nothing to show for my life, nothing. Living in a house of cats, afraid to go to the store, not so attractive anymore. I was going on about it at great length. All of a sudden I stopped and sighed and you replied.
I can hear every word you say, but it's very unbecoming. Once in a while you may feel that way, but it's very unbecoming. There's so much to worry about, it can take up absolutely all your time. The cruel tricks of fate, the ravages of age, the decline of music, the way the world is run.
It's enough to make you sabotage your fun. Just waiting for the axe to fall. You watch the news so often, you're in thrall. Fragile, take off through the roof, the way your nerves are humming. And it's very unbecoming. Now and again you may feel that way, but it's very unbecoming. I used to be terrified of being betrayed, right? And I'd made this guy the center of my life. He'd stay out late at night. I'd lie there and count the passing cars. 51, 52. At the time, this seemed like nothing I could do. He'd never come over, never call. Invariably, I'd wake up fuming about it all. Screaming arguments with him in my head. Then one morning I looked in the mirror and I said,
I can see how upset you are, but it's very unbecoming. You've taken this quite a bit too far, and it's very unbecoming. Oh, I can hear every word you say, but it's very unbecoming. Now and again you might feel this way, but it's very unbecoming. You can fear that if you find success, you'll be torn to pieces by a nasty throng. Because they're all convinced your point of view is wrong. You could lose your marbles or even break your heart.
You can fear the cycle lurking in the mini mart.
Or fear the splitting of the earth. Or fear you overestimate your worth.
You can be afraid of everything.
But it's very unbecoming. Now and again you may feel that way. But it's very unbecoming. I can see how terribly upset you are. You're everywhere, you're everywhere.
Afin de vous donner une idée de l'étendue du talent de Lorraine Fieser et de ses goûts musicaux, on va maintenant écouter deux titres d'un album enregistré en 2012 avec une jeune pianiste très talentueuse, Stephanie Trick, qui illustre parfaitement toutes les subtilités du piano stride. Je dois préciser quand même que ce n'est qu'une de ses spécialités, je l'ai entendue aussi dans des répertoires complètement différents. Elle accompagne ici Lorraine Feaser qui nous explique ce qu'est le piano stride dans cette chanson « Poor on the Heat » dont je ne sais comment traduire ce titre. Il sera suivi de « Tango Lesson » qui, lui, n'a besoin d'aucune traduction.
Writing a song about stride piano isn't all that easy to do. You gotta dive in. Where to begin? The mere idea might frighten you. Writing lyrics to stride music, you're in trouble right away. It's fast and busy, it'll make you dizzy, spitting out what you need to say. But I'm smitten with stride piano. I believe I'll give it a go. Start with something informational, educational, like so. The term stride piano came from the way in which the pianist's left hand would stride up and down the keyboard. It was hot, took some chops, whole new sound. Granny, get your little chin off the ground, let's all jive. The record company shied away from early jazz. They called it race music. Soon they caved, madly raved. With the rest, they'd invest in a few young lions. Make the whole world wise about the key guys were pouring on the heat. Nowadays, you got a few girls pouring on the heat. Well, not that many. Stephanie, how many would you say? Stephanie? She's busy. I'll ask her later. The Viper's drag, Tiger Rag, Sister Kate. Tunes that got you going out of the gate, no debate. There was living lightning in the dazzling runs of all the young guns were born on the heat. Writing a song about stride piano isn't really a breeze to do. Slow going, but you know what? Soon I had a thought or two. Maybe talk about how you do it. Starting out with the lower C, up an octave C, E, G, then the G to the right of the initial C, 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 E, G, pinky on the low G, then C, 4B, repeat, baby, home free. Soon you'll try picking up some speed. The neighbors may pound until their knuckles bleed. They'll holler, please stop that infernal racket as you miss the notes time after time. Hey, I'm learning, man. Is that such a crime? Now come on, fingers, do your stuff. Get it moving. Although it's punishingly tough, you're improving slowly, slowly. Then they went at you, get it right. It comes together and suddenly you're all dun 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 dun. That's my song about stride piano, part one, the basics, part two, the crucible, part three, the victory. Might put a few words on the off beats just to show I can, and then I'll bring it every time I sing it. Bring it home, heartbeat, repeat, show 'em you can pour on the heat. Out of a doorway on Ocean Street floated a sultry Argentinian beat. My bag of apples fell to my feet. Shaken to the core was I. The scene I witnessed appeared mundane, the teacher elderly, his student plain. But when they tangled, my fevered brain started going aye, aye, aye. I watched them slink across the floor boards, joined in mutual surrender. They grew more sinewy and slender with each passing bar. I was giddy as a schoolgirl from the rapture I was feeling. I turned away, my senses reeling, stumbled to my car. I was astounded, I was aghast at how I'd ever borne my boring past. Now that my purpose was clear at last, tango was my only goal. I'd cash my paycheck, blow off my bills, spend every cent on terpsichorean thrills.
frills, red dress of lycra with satin frills, music that would sate my soul. Oh, Señor Castillo, your hair is so silver, your eyes are so black, your hand feels so right in the small of my back. Ay, 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 ay. Have you been teaching long? Goodness, your grip is strong. Don't let this lesson end. Ay, 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 ay. I am as graceful as a wave. I feel magnificent and brave. It's the music or him that I adore, or they're one and the same. This is my destiny, where I was born to be. We are a perfect flame.
Un autre album de Lorraine Fizer, enregistré en 1996, a retenu toute mon attention. Son nom, The Body Remembers, Le Corps se souvient, tout un programme. C'est d'ailleurs le titre que l'on va écouter maintenant, suivi par un autre morceau, Five, tiré du même album.
Early today, I felt a strange delight. At first, I didn't quite understand why. All of a sudden, I knew my body was remembering you. Shivered all over. My hair stood on end. I felt my head, my heart, my hands all start to beat. At long last, happy again. Once upon a time you were near. Oh, sweetheart, it was more than
there came a little voice from behind. Phoebe announcing that she could do the back bend. My friend tried to shush her, I really didn't mind. Oh, mommy, mommy, I gotta tell you one other thing, she said, her face upside down in red. Okay, young lady, then you better get your butt back to bed. She said, I can count to five, 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 I can count to five. What a clever little girl. Where in the world did you learn to count to five? I'm blown away by your new ability, pointing out that you are one. And she and I make three, Kitty and the turtle make five.
J'ai déjà eu l'occasion de vous parler de l'album qui va suivre dans l'émission consacrée à Duke Ellington, dont Lauren Fieser semble être une fervente admiratrice, et on la comprend. Cet album, Such Sweet Thunder, enregistré en 2003, est inspiré par l'orchestre de Duke. On écoute la Mighty Like the Blues, puissant comme le blues, une composition de son père, Leonard Fieser, pour Duke, justement. C'est dire les liens qui la rattachent à Duke Ellington.
What is this strange sensation coming over me? I feel as low as a weeping willow tree. And I believe I know what the trouble must be. Got a funny feeling from my head down to my shoes. Don't know what to call it, but it's mighty like the blues. Want somebody's friendship, and it just don't matter whose. Anyone can cheer you when you're lonesome with the blues. I was full of the joy of spring. Now I've lost my faith in everything.
everything. Can't believe you're gone, but still I'm gonna spread the news. I'm through with love forever, 'cause it's mighty like the blues. Wasn't easy to excuse. In your eyes was something that looked mighty like the blues. Time was soon to show me it was all a clever ruse. No one but yours truly ever really had the blues. I'll get out there, but who knows when. I don't want to feel this pain again. Romance is a game that leaves you crazy when you lose. Haunted by a love song, and the song you hear is mighty like the blues. The blues.
Autre titre ellingtonien, We Are Rocking in Rhythm. Cela se passe de traduction. Il est issu d'un autre album de 2003, Café Society, dans lequel Lorraine Fizer reprend plusieurs compositions du Duke.
Walking, talking, rock to rhythm, slicker than you ever heard. This morning, music got me moving, floating through my window, it was really incredibly good. Went outside, all the kids were grooving, blasters on the shoulders, they were cruising the neighborhood. Rockin' in rhythm, they were rockin' in rhythm. Down on the stoop, out in the street, all I could do to follow the dance beat. And as the song pulled me along, well, it won't be easy to believe what I'm telling you. Ever since that dog along the block was driving through. Much later, supermarket chomping, as I grabbed a cart, I heard the rhythm below the store. Looked around me, saw everybody popping in a crazy conga line, I couldn't call it more. Rockin' in rhythm, everybody was rockin' in rhythm. Down by the pies, out in the aisles, we raised the roof, it must have been heard for miles. Somehow the feel had such appeal, we were rocking to the rhythm, reading labels, juice and fruit, breaking out some sophisticated harmonies to prove. Snack. Chomping, hopping, and bumping, scatting in the checkout line. Think I ought to throw a party tonight. A couple dozen that wanna invite. When you boogie with people I know, the music has got to be right. There's a record shop at all on the third. Gonna run by the single I heard. It's a win around without any doubt. By dawn, we're gonna wear it out. Drop. When you hear the rockin' rhythm, you don't ever wanna stop.
We're digging the bass man, we're digging the piano man, we're digging the drummer, he's laying it down. We're digging the sax man, the trumpet and the slide trombone. We got some hot man, they're going to town. Talking, reeling and broken, snacking and chomping, hopping and bumping, thumping and bumping, cop joint jumping. So glad this music got me moving, love you madly, do glad you're really incredibly good.
Le morceau que l'on va écouter maintenant est issu de l'album déjà cité, Such Sweet Thunder. C'est une petite perle, une interprétation très très personnelle de Loren Fieser d'une composition classique tirée du Casse-noisette de Tchaïkovski, Danse de la fée dragée, que la chanteuse a intitulée « Can I call you sugar ?»« Puis-je t'appeler sucre ?»
Can I call you sugar, sweetie pie? Honey bun, you're the one, can I let you know? Can we walk through true love's tangled wood, meet the bad with the good? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go? Say I called you sugar, would your hair stand on end? I'm a friend filled with hope and doubt. Would you mock me? Would you rock me? Would you lock me right out? Let me say it just one time, sugar. Shivering by the fire, outside the wind is wailing, sugar, whoa, whoa, my sugar. I want you bad, but sadly I can't insist. It seemed as though we almost kissed. Oh, whoa, whoa. Thinking we might linger on the phone. Would you say, oh, hi, that special way, suddenly telling me you were all alone? Won't you call me sugar, sweetie pie, darling, or me a more, even dear would do. Any way to somehow say you. It's okay to love you. One more time, sugar. Oh, my sugar. Let me say
Maintenant, on va écouter deux titres issus de son album Attachment, enregistré en 2013. Le premier morceau, I Love You Guys, Je vous aime, nous aussi.
Oh yes, I love you guys. I'm sure it's no surprise that I do. I love your sound, your swing, love that thing you bring to the most well-worn song. To make us wanna hear it all night long. To make us want it to go on all night long. To death, I love you guys. Hearing you improvise lays me flat. I love your twos, your fours. Love the way you blew the doors off that little joint in Vegas, where the pay was a joke and the AC blew. Wish I could show you guys how much I care. Put $1 million into your pension and welfare. For those years you spent developing your knack, in the hopes that you would someday wind up on some soundtrack where you're not even heard. That's a little absurd. Oh God, I love you guys. You're heroes in my eyes, for real. I love to watch you go to town. I'll never tell you to turn it down, 'cause I love you guys, that's the deal. I'd like to take a moment to apologize to you guys for any lapse in my musicality. Scatting the blues over non-blues tonality. Accidentally changing key, then looking around at you furiously. We often struggle with insecurity, especially those of us who don't play. That would never apply to Miss Carmen McRae. And I'm sorry that we'd had nothing to do with me. Four times along the way, when you felt paid us some awful indignity. Being made to wear matching vests, being told the nuts are for the guests. So then I love you guys, to hear you cracking wise is a treat. I love your early takes and your final takes, the alleged mistakes that you insist require punching in. I never noticed them and never could begin to say how I adore you guys. I'd do anything for you guys and your long-suffering families. Would you remember to thank them, please? Love how you go straight ahead. It especially knocks me dead when you take it round the bend together. Then you somehow mysteriously end together. I dated a ton of you, married one of you. His license plate is a 7-stroke roll. That's Greg demonstrating. It goes right, right, left, left, right, right, left. I kind of explain it in the booklet. I love you guys, heart and soul.
Le second morceau, extrait de cet album de 2013, est une autre adaptation d'une œuvre classique très connue de Jean-Sébastien Bach, la suite pour orchestre numéro 3, Sarabande, qui, avec Lorraine Fieser, devient true, autrement dit vrai, un vrai moment de grâce.
The air or the sky. true. I've been caught up in my plans of late.
On passe maintenant à un album de 2012, Tales of the Unusual, que l'on peut traduire par Conte de l'insolite, duquel j'ai extrait trois morceaux. Le premier, Get a Room, prenez une chambre, c'est une belle invitation.
It's pretty obvious you're not my type, but when we're together, people snipe. Get a room, get a room, get a room. I'm not your destiny, no way. But time and again we hear him say, get a room, get a room, get a room. You're careful and cautious and so polite. I don't care whose cage I'm rattling. This isn't a matter of left and right, like Jim Carville and Mary Madeline. You've always been the one whose chops I bust. The cop in the corner mutters, just get a room, get a room, get a room. We explain to him that opposites sometimes repel, as a couple construction workers yell, get a room, get a room, get a room.
Second titre issu de cet album de 2012, The Hole in the Map, le trou dans le plan.
Thank you.
slightly below the equator, beneath the scalding sun, waits a counterfeit paradise and sure oblivion. Or so they told our hero in 1925, as he went back to the river that ate so many alive. It starts as a trickle in the clouds and snow, with more than an America still to go. Steamrollers into the sea, wide as New York City. Passable only in the worst of the heat. In the winter it rises 40 feet. The green hell is a heady trap, so don't fall down the hole in the map. You'd bet such a forest would feed you, you would lose that bet. You thought you learned about fortitude as a gentleman cadet. Painful pranks, the floggings were a bliss compared to this, as you hacked through the lianas where hanging boas hiss. There are bugs that'll kill you with a single bite, turn your cotton bridges to threads in a night. Homicidal gnats no bigger than seeds, cyanide squirting millipedes. Still you know you love it and you won't be swayed, though you never are fully unafraid. Hits your heart like a thunderclap, so don't fall down the hole in the map. Back in the comfort of Devon, you sweeten your tea and sigh. Free now to sleep till 11 and watch the old world go by. You smile at your civilized heaven and say that at last you'll stay. But just by the gates, the Amazon waits to quietly drag you away. Drag you away back to the river. It's passable only in the worst of the heat. In the winter it rises 40 feet. The green hell is a heady trap. Don't fall.
Enfin, le troisième titre, toujours issu du même album, To Live Another Day, autrement dit, Vivre un autre jour.
Jaws pieces of a nightmare. It dropped you here, where you lie trembling in the feel those little aches and pains, the battle's hovering ahead. But then again, a moment previous, you knew that you were dead. I see rain strikes every window. The room is cold. The clocks are blinking off and on. You seem to vaguely recollect that storm got ugly in the night. You find it absolutely glorious to meet the morning light, to live another day. Your mind plays a pleasant reprise of odd moments of joy, like when you knew it was better she left you, or realizing for God's sake it was only the flu, or you were scared they're going in. But then it really didn't matter what they thought of you. Maybe it really doesn't matter what they think of you. The streets of the city, they've been your world since you arrived here as a boy. You love them like a lover you'd forgive most anything. Can scarcely bear to contemplate the cherry trees in spring. You doubt they'll stay forever in this elevated state. You try to memorize the feeling, to believe it's not too late to live another day. Oh, oh, oh. You close your
thank you.
Voilà, il va être bientôt temps de nous quitter. Et avant de vous faire entendre le dernier morceau que j'ai sélectionné aujourd'hui dans la discographie de Lorraine Feezer, qui, j'espère, a su vous séduire autant qu'elle m'a séduite dès que je l'ai entendue pour la première fois, je vais laisser le soin à Armel de nous communiquer quelques informations concernant Arengo, la radio, qui vous donne le tempo.
Tout à fait, Patrick. Alors déjà, en rappel, Arengo, on nous retrouve sur le site internet, c'est une web radio, je le rappelle, donc arts-and-go.com, arengo.com. Ensuite, les prochaines émissions, eh bien, écoute, samedi 21, elle est annulée, elle est supprimée parce que nous faisons des travaux, figure-toi, Patrick.
Ah, ça, c'est une bonne chose. On va tout rénover, on va rentrer dans des studios magnifiques.
Voilà, tout bien peint, tout neuf, tout refait, parfait. Donc voilà, pas d'émission ce samedi. Par contre, prochaine émission, le samedi 28, ça coule de source avec Laurence. Émission suivante, mais c'est encore la tienne, Patrick, jeudi 2.
Oui, exact.
Donc, dans 15 jours.
Jeudi 2 septembre.
Tout à fait, avec donc Musique en Liberté. Et le 4 septembre, le samedi 4 à 18h, nous aurons une heure avec. Alors, cette fois-ci, une heure avec Claire Labbé, qui va nous parler de bonheur. Voilà, je n'en dis pas plus, il faudra écouter. Donc, je vous rappelle, le 21, pas d'émission. Le 28 à 18h, ça coule de source avec Laurence. Prochaine émission avec toi, Patrick, Musique en Liberté, le 2 septembre et le 4 septembre, une heure avec Claire Labbé.
Et puis, on peut rappeler peut-être que l'émission que vous venez d'entendre, vous pouvez la réécouter ce soir à minuit.
Tout à fait.
Et puis que par ailleurs, elle est en disposition en podcast sur le site Arengo, comme d'habitude.
Dès demain matin à
9h. De demain matin à 9h.
Voilà. Donc, même les podcasts sont sur le site internet. Tout est sur le site. Il suffit d'aller regarder l'émission, vous cliquez sur le logo de l'émission et vous retrouvez tous les podcasts.
Bon, je pense qu'il est temps maintenant de dire au revoir à tous nos amis à l'écoute. À bientôt, Armel.
À très bientôt.
Et nous allons terminer en beauté cette émission avec un dernier enregistrement de Lorraine Feezer, issu de l'album Doogie Woogie de 2005. Le titre « Remembering to Breathe ». Autrement dit, se souvenir de respirer. Cela s'adresse en particulier à des petites filles, élèves d'une classe de danse, et plus généralement à toute personne s'efforçant de faire quelque chose de difficile et gratifiant dans la vie. Conseil que nous allons nous efforcer de suivre à la lettre.
Just above the pit can pay, the baby dancers learn ballet, all smiling and remembering to breathe. Dressed in tights and satin shoes and velcro claws in pink tutus, and usually remembering to breathe. They never grumble. And if they stumble, their tears won't ever reach their eyes. Madame Ouspenskaya knows that when you're on your tippy toes, you've got to keep remembering to breathe. Following your heart's desire, more than often does require, dealing with failure and pain. Even though you know you love it, are you truly worthy of it? Do you have the right to complain? You try again and then you have your shining moment, reaching far and standing tall, not caring. Smiling and remembering to breathe.
8 and 1 and 2 and 3, they cross the floor so gingerly. Girls, we must keep remembering to breathe. They never grumble, and if they tumble, their mommies never see them cry. 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, 8 again, the tricks relaxing and remembering to breathe. Dancing toward your dreams can bring a breathless joy, but here's the thing, you've got to keep remembering.